What happens to your school books when you find yourself packing up everything you own? If the military frequently moves your family, you may need creative ways to keep your children's experience going. Today on Homeschool Heartbeat, a military mom with a lot of moving experience joins HSLDA President Mike Smith with some tips on homeschooling outside or out of the box.
Moving presents challenges both for homeschooling parents in the military and for their children. Crystal, how did you keep your children's education going during those moves?
Well, if I know about a relocation 6 months in advance, then I plan our school breaks around our moves. There was a four-year period where we moved every single time we took a school break. The Army is good about trying to schedule moves around a traditional school calendar, but it's just not always possible. Because of homeschooling, I've been able to change our schedule to coincide with the move. We always move our curriculum with us, even when professional movers handle the rest of our house. We take at least 2 weeks off to get unpacked and settled in, regardless of the time of year. But we still bring books to read and even some math to do just to keep a normal structure to our day. We start school slowly, usually with math and reading, adding in a couple more subjects each week until we're back up to a full school program in about 4 weeks. We might decide to school longer than 36 weeks if we feel that we lost too much time to the move or if the state laws have different requirements. Either way, we have the freedom and the flexibility to change things so that our schedule works with our current circumstances.
Crystal, thank you very much for sharing your experience today. I'm sure other homeschool moms will find your words very encouraging. And until next time, I'm Mike Smith.
How can the Homeschool Legal Defense Association help you? Well, to find out, contact us and ask for a free copy of You Can Homeschool. Visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.